I'm back in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying? Man, just thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and for my family, man. Sure. It's a Friday. And I went to Oklahoma to try to get me some cars. I came there with all the money I had, hoping everybody left their money at home. But obviously, that was not the case. Yeah. Boy, that people got money. They got that money. Cars I'd have spent $1,300 for was going for $33. Shit, I ain't buying for myself in here. God. Oh, man. Jesus Christ, but I did get one, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of happy about that. But I had a few other opportunities I didn't take advantage of, but that's all right, you know? I'm getting smarter as the time go by. I ain't buying everything like I used to, you know? Boy, getting a little smarter nowadays, though. But yeah, man, today, what I want to talk about is, man, I feel like My last podcast about importance, it has a whole nother side that I really, really need to talk about. Like, because a lot of things people do make them feel important, and not all of them are good, you know? And we have to be, if you're a parent, you really have to be careful on what you clap for, you know? And also, if you're not a parent and you know you're just pretty young, you have to be careful on thinking about what you're doing and why you're doing it, you know, because people can be clapping for the things that you're doing, and you're doing them just for those people when in actuality they don't make you happy at all, right? And I was thinking about it, like somebody left a comment on one of my podcasts, and I was reading it, and I was like, you know what? Let me go back and listen, you know? And I was going, I'm still reading the book, you know? And then something else kind of popped out on me that I kind of talked about a while back in my podcast, and that was about us clapping for regular stuff, you know, like us as parents. And just adults, we clapping for regular stuff. Like, we congratulate people on doing stuff that they should already be doing, right? But I was thinking about some people want to feel importance, and they do negative things that feel important, right? Because in actuality, it has the same result, you know? It's kind of like a child have a tantrum. And they know that that's going to stop your day. You know what I mean? Like, they know that you're going to stop whatever you're doing and pay attention to them when they throw the tantrum, you know? And like, my two-year-old kind of does that right now. She'll just kind of wig out a little bit and try to stomp, and then you kind of got to look at her, and then she's trying to jump up. But adults do it too, you know? Like adults are rebel against management because nobody's paying attention to them at work, and then they'll just start messing up stuff, you know. Wanting attention, wanting that feeling of importance at all costs, you know. And that's what we have to be careful of, you know. Like if you ever do see something like that, or if you run into the situation where you have a situation where it seems like the other person is just completely not on your page, that might be what's happening, and you might need to address that. Make sure that you're doing your part to change the situation for that person. Like if they get attention the negative way, you have to see it and try to change it where they're getting the attention, that importance feeling from a positive way. Because like I said, everybody needs it, you know, to some extent, you know. And some might be getting the negative, and some might be getting it from positive, you know. And the negative ones just seem like a person that just doesn't fit. But you have to if you want to be a good leader, you have to be that guy or that gal that recognizes that that's what's going on. You know, they kind of just rebelling against the system or the process because they want to feel important, but nobody's giving them attention. You know, just like a little kid. You know, and as parents, man, that side is just even crazier. You know, because these kids nowadays is different. Like with social media and all these young people getting all this attention for, I ain't gonna say all of it's wrong reasons, but I mean the craziest stuff nowadays gets you attention. You know, I'm in my mind, men in wigs, that bothers me. Every time that men dress up as women and tell jokes, that bothers me. You know, like, it really bothers me that we think that's, you know, normal and funny. You know, and I don't know, like sexuality is just all over the place. I ain't gonna get into it. You know, but things that these kids are promoting, that's something that we as parents really should be on. Like, you need to be on that with your children, you know, because for one example is this: if your child is playing sports and you go into all the games and stuff like that, make sure that you're clapping when they go to practice, you know, like clapping when they're doing the hard work part of playing the game, you know, doing all the back stuff, because in life that's how it is. Like, everybody isn't gonna be Michael Jordan, you know, and for some reason, well, not some reason, I know a lot of people get to the big game, like get to the NBA, but they're not a star. You know, and only a few people clap, and even those people at that level are extremely envious, even though they blessed to even be in that, like, that level of play, but they not Michael Jordan, or they not LeBron James, and they angry, and they acting like spoiled brats, and we sit around on the sideline like, man, he getting all that money, and he just want to leave the team because he want $2 more million. That's the reason, you know, he don't feel as important as the big guy, you know, and that right there is a problem, you know, like that's a real problem. Like, we have to make sure as parents that we glorifying the right part of being important, you know, and most of that for me is the hard work side, you know, because you can work hard all the time and don't get results, you know, and you don't always get the desired result. And that can, if you only glorify and clap for the end result, that kind of negates all the hard work that they put in. Like, that didn't matter because you wasn't able to show it at the big game, right? Like, and we don't want to. I don't want to say we. I don't want to teach my child that hard work doesn't matter. You know, like, because at the end of the day, I work hard on a lot of things, and some of it do not turn out the way I want it to, you know? I thought I was growing a money tree, and it turned into be some potatoes. I was planting it in water, and then I thought it was to be a money tree, and lo and behold, it was potatoes. I thought that was so... It wasn't what I wanted, right? But I moved on and planted something else. But, like, I understand the importance and the significance of the grind. Like, I love the grind part. It's not always about the whatever pops up, you know, because I enjoy the journey. And I feel like we live in a society where it's so easy to make for parents to celebrate when everybody else is celebrating, you know. And that's cool, but you have to celebrate during the quiet times too. You know, make that person feel important during the quiet times, because more than likely they're gonna have more quiet times, a lot more than actual shine times. Like the athlete that runs the race and wins, he wins not all the time, but he has to run that race thousands of times before that. You know, if nobody ever clapped doing those practices and was cheering him on doing those practices, I mean, and if he won, didn't win when he got there, how much, do you think he would really try to work that much harder to, like, get back there and not do all that work again? and not win and nobody be there, nobody show up, he wouldn't want to do all that work again, because nobody was celebrating the middle part. He didn't enjoy the journey, you know? And that's what we have to teach our kids, to enjoy the journey of getting to the win, you know? And let the kids know that stop all that fake stuff. Like if you have children and they on social media showing their body and they getting a lot of likes, or they see people showing their body and getting a lot of likes, let them know that in real life, I don't care what your friends think, people don't really care about those things, you know? Like that's not going to pay that's not going to pay many bills, you know? And it's not sustainable, you know? Those people are just giving you something that's not worth nothing to them, you know? Like some people say that kids take likes way too personal nowadays. Way too personal. Follow, unfollow. You know what I'm saying? They follow me, they don't follow me. I hate you. Come on, man. You know, I don't see that stuff. I put them on block. You know? Come on, man. Nobody really. I mean, I don't care. But people take it very seriously about this social media stuff. You know, like, why you didn't follow me on Instagram and Twitter? I mean, it's the same person. You got to follow them everywhere they go, every platform that pop up. I see people telling people to go follow my Insta. I posted a picture on Insta and then they make a preview of it on Facebook. Like, really? You want me to go and follow your Insta too? Because you need your numbers up. Those numbers really don't do nothing for people, you know? 200,000, 300,000 right now. I seen a girl, I know a girl on my Instagram page. She take booty pics. Man, she got like 1.1 million followers. You know, she still stays in the house. Probably her mama house. She taking pictures in a little bitty rinky-dink kitchen, you know, in some little third world country. And there ain't nobody sending her no money. But I think she wastes all her day trying to take those pictures and respond to those comments. I don't know what to get from her. And then she got a bad attitude. I don't know. It's always funny to me, but I mean, that's people trying to find their importance in this world. You know, like they want other people to appreciate them. And not all of importance is good importance, you know? And as us as parents, you have to be a guiding light. It's important that you guide your children to what's important. For real, man, for real. Man, but yeah, that's all I got today, man. I ain't want to go on with it too long. I just wanted to make sure I kind of, it needed to be elaborated on with this importance, because, like I said, I see it all the time. People doing things to make them feel important, and it ain't the right way. Like they doing the completely, like it's not positive, you know? And negative gets you importance also, but it's not long lasting, you know? And usually is pretty shallow at the end of the day, you know? So that's all I got today, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me get on. I'm on my way back from Oklahoma City. Got one, caught one car on my little line today with my little thin money.
Oh boy! If anybody here from the auction, leave y'all money at home.
This just James in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying, man? Just trying to grow for my family so they can know what I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? For myself and for my family, man. All right, y'all. Peace.